What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. Yes, I'm back at the podcast. Sorry that we missed about 2 weeks. What happened, Ken? I had some setbacks. My vehicle exploded. Had to get a new one. So I went out, found me a nice car. You know what's amazing? You ever buy a car, right? You come in, and you're like, damn, I know exactly how much I'm going to put down. I know exactly what this is going to be. Then by the time the gotchas happen, you're like, holy shit, that's a lot of money. I did get a really, really big car note for me, which is fine. It's fine. It's not a big deal. It really is fine. I'm completely fine with what my note is, and it won't be that way long. I know me, I'll have it paid off in a short amount of time, and as usual, because my last car was debt-free. It was debt-free before it exploded on me. It's hilarious. And it was one of those things where I just didn't have the time to find that deal car. When I was riding my Chevy Impala, yes, I had a Chevy Impala 2002. And when I bought that mug, it had 64,000 miles on it, I think. So it was either 54 or 64,000 miles. It was one of those typical cars that somebody had it, old dude, you know, and the guy, you know, sold it to his kid. I literally saw that on the Carfax. The kid drove the car, you know, Mustang, all that horse under the power, And he took that Chevy Impala and destroyed it. And the dealer rebuilt it. Didn't really mess it up too bad. You know, oil pan had to be replaced. Has a little transmission in it. You had a little, you know, little rebuilt transmission. I picked it up for $6,000. G's. Then it was debt free and it was like, oh yeah, little $6,000. I always think it's funny. People are like, hey, why would you take a car loan? It's horrible. Do you understand the interest rate? Do you understand? I like money. I like money. I like cash motherfucking money. Right, I do not like taking my money, my cash mother-ucking money, right, and literally giving that money to somebody else. I like to trickle that money down. That's, you know, that may not make sense, but I like to have that money. You know, to me, the way it works is I would rather pay the interest and not be broke than pay for the car and be broke. That's just the way I work. I'm not saying it's good. Debt is horrible, all those things. But bottom line, I'd much rather trickle down some money to you than have you trickling down than me ass out and end up having to take another loan because something happened and I have no money in savings. Right. It's a no-no. Okay. I definitely broke some rules buying this vehicle. Normally, I don't mess around with anything more than 7 jaws. Right. But I actually got this vehicle for about that amount. Cover some other issues, had to pull some money out because I didn't want to go in debt more than 7 jaws, because the car isn't actually like a new car and it's not an expensive car, so it's banging, wangling, changling. But anyway, I love it. It's ready. Sorry for the yawn, but it is nice. I was originally going to buy, I know y'all like, hey, this is supposed to be trucking. I don't give a damn. I'm talking about me. Update on Ken. So, I was originally going to buy a tiny-ass Kia Rio. But I am 6'1", 300-plus pounds. Me and the Kia Rio was up in there like, you know, man, it was serious. It was serious. I mean, I was up in the Kia Rio, and I was driving. I pretty much felt like I was in a clown car. I was going to buy it, though. I think the Kia Rio was going to be, it was 7 G's for the Kia Rio, 54,000 miles, 7 G's for the Kia Rio, 2013. The insurance on that Kia Rio was crazy, though. It was crazy. $1,500 for 6 months. I was like, whoa. I was like, what the fuck? Why is it $1,500 for 6 months? So the car I got, it was just $800. And I'm like, ah, That's what you're talking about. 800 for 6 months. That's what I like to call reasonable. All right, guys, let's get down from the car in the explosion to the V. Let's get down to business. Truckdriver101.com. Let's get down to business. All right, I'm done talking about the car. Let's talk about, in fact, I want to say what I was going to talk about earlier for the next one. That way you guys listen to it all the way through. But we're going to cover today. Let me get to the email. We sold a book. Thank you for who bought that book. I always get an email when you guys buy a book. Oh, it's always sponsored by truckdriverbooks.com. Buy that truck driver book. It will help you guys trying to get into trucking, curious about the game. So, guys, let's get down to business. Now, let's get to trucking. So, here, let's share a few things. I got some issues, and I'm going to share these things about the trucking industry and something I've noticed. So, I'm listening to a YouTube channel the other day, and I'm listening to some drama. Folk want to get out here and get the fisticuffs over some things. And yes, there are opportunities to get into fisticuffs, but you want to avoid opportunities to get into the fisticuffs, because that often leads to prison time. As we quote the brother T.I.P., who said once upon a time in a rap song, he said it very well. He said, and I quote, "I hit you, who gets locked up, who you me." Let me repeat that. I hit you, who get locked up, who you me. I believe that's how the line go. And what T.I. is telling us in this verse here, in the holy book of hip-hop, he's saying upon us that if you hit somebody, right, you strike a man with malice and vengeance, right, you strike him with anger and rage, what happened? You will go to jail. You can go get locked up, right? You do, right? See, assholes out there in the real world want to cause drama. Right, they want to cause bullshit because they don't have a life. Right, a lot of guys, they're in the middle of a divorce. Right, so they want to start some shit. They need you to distract them from their shitty marriage or their shitty life. And if you fall for that shit, you are the one who's going to go down every single time. Because as the old Negro saying, right, of the colored people, right, which I'm a part of, as we colored folk love to say, don't let that devil steal your joy. Right, that's not referring to white people. Right, that's not referring to white people, just so y'all know. But don't let the devil steal your joy. Right, don't let the devil steal your joy. Right, little message out there. Don't let haters, dramatic assholes, people who hate to see you rise, people at the truck stop who seem to think they got the book of directions, right, and all you old mature drivers, you don't have the book of directions. Stop offering that shit to people. Stop telling people how to back up, what to do. I remember I talked about this before. I had a situation. My transmission reverse went out on my truck. Well, it was the clutch actually going out, but every time I back up, it would just stop, right? So I'm struggling to get in this dock. He comes over there and says, "I got 8 years experience. Let me help you." I said, "Look, I've been driving 6 years. I know how to back up. My transmission's out." He ain't hear none of that. "Oh, let me tell you how it ought to go. Let me help you. Let me fix it for you." And it's like, dude, I don't want your help. Like, I have to keep telling him that. Right. If you that goddamn lonely, you need to help random strangers. You need a fucking life. Okay? Get a life. Go find somebody to hang with. Go find somebody to associate with. Stop trying to fix everybody's shit. Two, you are not the fucking police, truck drivers. You're not. You're not the police. Stop blocking lanes. Stop trying to police shit. I understand if somebody is impeding your ability to make money or is being rude to others, I do get it. But, you know, I was in a situation where a man was on his 30-minute break. He's in front of me. I'm in a fuel island. It's busy. I'm trying to get the hell out of here. This motherfucker just sitting on his 30-minute break. I can't get it from around him. All he got to do is pull forward into a parking space that I, you know, that he could get into, and I get the hell out of here. I'm not trying to park. I'm trying to leave. So I have to wait, right? I honk the horn. I get irate. I go through all that drama because this asshole didn't plan properly for his 30-minute break. And I got through all that, right? And I sat down. I thought about lack of planning, assholes on the road. And I come up with a formula to avoid people like this. First thing, lock your door. All right, that's what we're going to talk about. Lock your door. All right, that's the first part. Because an inviting open door invites a motherfucker to tell you something or talk to you. Two, keep your windows rolled up if you can, or at least halfway up. The tighter your windows are up, the more you send old Teacher Johnny on his fucking way, right? Last part, the guy who was stopped in there for 30 fucking minutes, who I wanted to punch in the fucking face, right? I learned something about myself at that point. I learned, and this is the knowledge I'm going to take with myself, right? I wanted to whoop his ass, right? But what was the point? Because ultimately, he's guilty of his own stupidity. Well, and if I punish him for being stupid, that ain't fair, right? I'm hitting a crippled man, you know what I'm saying? So... So what you ought to do in that situation is do what I did after that. I avoid small truck stops. That is the key. I was trapped in there because I was at a small truck stop. Avoid small truck stops. If you ain't at a small truck stop, there could be 9,000 dudes parked in the fuel island on their break, and you will be able to get the hell around them and get the hell out and get on down the road. Avoid small truck stops. That will help you avoid a lot of beef and bullshit. Right, and also keeping them windows tight, keep them locks locked, and you will definitely send a message to somebody that, leave me the fuck alone. Because right? That is a big problem in our industry, being left the fuck alone. Right? But that's what people want. You know, we're not all here out here because you're lonely, or you miss your girlfriend, or your wife, or your daughter. I'm not your son, and I'm not your boy. I'm not your girl. You gonna get it soon. I'm the real McCoy. I'm back. That's an update. That's some shit talking. That's truckdriver101.com. Normally we talk to help folks, but I felt good. I hadn't made anything in a while, so I went off the cuff, off the design, and now we're going to have a lot of updates today about news. Lots and lots of news happened. I hadn't updated. There's going to be some updates about news. Ta-da! All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. This is all sponsored by truckdriverbooks.com. Oh, I'm so loud, even my doggie's leaving me. Bye-bye, doggy. Bye-bye, doggy. I love you, doggy. All right, guys, TruckDriver101.com.